Sin Shin Samach Beis and Sivches Mishaburus of Cotton Mount Vot. So he said, if the parts is Meruba that I made, it's Aser, unless the parts is each one are less than three Tvachim. Why? Mishaburus the Mishaburus says, I'm involved. Pechusa, Tavi Lobu, I'm in Dami. We deal with when there are two items that love with each other, we consider it halachically as if it's enclosed. So it's not a case of parts and Meruba. Parts and Oymed, it's Oymed. We deal with that opening as if it's closed. Okay, and I feel in loy beze in beloy ze hoyosham pirsigadayla. If had we not been the Ivlovid, we'd have a very large opening. For example, that side was 11 amas long. Pirsa shall chamisha amis. B'mokim echad. B'shisha amis hanisorim ha'yibikulam. Protzis ketana shall pachas pachas mishlosha tvachim. So you had one opening of 5 amis. And then you had many openings and the other remaining 6 amis less than 3 tvachim. So theoretically, if you add up all of your pirtzes, there's more pirtzes than there is oimit. There's 5 plus, let's say, the remaining 6 amas, which is 6 tvachim in an amas. It's 36 tvachim. Of those 36 tvachim, for argument's sake, 22 of them, 24 of them were open, and 12 were closed. But they were done in such a way there was never a gap of 3 tvachim between any one of them. Right? So it was 1, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, right? So, but if you add it up, 24 tvachim is 4 amas. So it's a total of, you have a total of 9 amas open and 2 amas closed. So lechar, it's a case of poritz meruba. And that we say, no, that since each one of those gaps was lavud.
How many amas open?
You have a total of, the case of the whole wall was 11 amas long. You have a total of 9 amas which are open and 2 amas which are closed. But since each one of those gaps is less than three tvachim, it was a tefach, 2 tvachim, a tefach, 2 tvachim, etc. That's the scenario that we gave. We call that all that's closed. So you have 6 amas closed and 5 amas open. So it's oymed meruba, and you won. Chshin oysa perotza oysan perotza kilo hein stumba. We consider that the majority is enclosed, and the wall is a valid wall. Okay, each one of them has to be less than shlosha tvachim. Now, but after the poritz ko'emid, we said, we'll see, no, we didn't say, we'll see in the next, poritz ko'emid works. It's only if the poritz is more than the oimid. But then the next issue is, but if we have an opening which is too large, it's more than 10 amis, so then the loch is, it's considered a piritz on its own. So there's 2 independent issues.
What?
What did I said that you not understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry, she oimed meruba l'poritz. No, the wrong one. But after poritz ko oimed mevur b'sif test the ades or amas nesher l'pesach. We said when the case where the poritz is ko oimed or there's more oimed than poritz, after 10 amas is called a tepesach. And now we're telling me the problem is 3 tvachim. So make up your mind. Is it 10 amas or is it 3 tvachim? That's the case of poritz ka'oimed, the poritz and the oimed are equal, or the oimed is greater than the poritz. But a case where the poritz is greater, so what's the problem? It has piritzes. No, it has doorways. There's not piritzes. Right? And that's the question he's asking. I told you, up to 10 amas is called a doorway. So now we're saying, the problem over here isn't that you have, these are considered, that once I don't have enough, I have more parts than oimed, the oimed is bottle. So I have no walls. So sometimes I have a doorway anymore. I don't have a door. You only have a doorway when you have a wall. There's no wall. Because it's the whole side is open. So the set of parts meruba is built on the concept of bittul, that the parts is mevatel the Oymed. We'll see more about that as we go along. There are some cases where that's in the next sif, we're going to expand that concept of the idea of Bittel. I don't know what Sira spoke about the issue. When we say that we calculate the Poritz greater than the Oymed greater than the Poritz, do you do each wall separately, or do the total area, the perimeter of the whole enclosure? Or you have, theoretically, you have a scenario where I have, let's say for arguments, that Chazanish gives a case where it's 20 amas by 10 amas. So I put 11 amas here, so that's the majority of that wall. Put 6 here, and 6 here, majority of those two walls. So this wall is, the Oymed is greater than the Poritz. It's 11 to 9. This is 6 to 4, and this is 6 to 4. And this wall is totally open. And I just put two things in the corners. So that you have some type of status of a wall there. So now, if you add up the whole perimeter is 60 amas. It's 20, 20, 10, 10. The mount, which is actually enclosed, is 6 plus 6 plus 11. Plus a little bit, you know, there. Since it's 11, right, it's not a major number. It's 23 out of 60. It's not the majority, but this wall has a majority. This wall has a majority. This wall has a majority. So I have three of my walls have a majority, and I have one wall which doesn't. So, but out of my three walls, those are three complete walls. So Chazanish says you look at each wall separately. So I have. So he says that'll create that situation. That'll create a kula. There are situations where you'd have the opposites, where I could argue that there are chashulim as you look at the total perimeter. So I can have a case where I have this wall totally enclosed, 20 amas, and I have this wall totally enclosed, and these I have 4 and 4. So the Rosh Hashanah says, you know, it's a no-brainer. It's 48 to 60, right? 20, 20, 4 and 4. Because the Chazanish says, that's very nice. You have two walls. You have two walls. You don't have any wall. This is 4 to 6, and this is 4 to 6. So these two walls are totally open. So you got a problem, according to the Chazanish, because you look at each wall separately. According to the Rosh Hashanah, you look at your total perimeter. So that creates kulas and chumras in both directions. Mishabur doesn't weigh in on the question.
So the part, we talked before about corners having some significance. So if the part that's open is going to be butting up on a corner where there's really two open
walls. Yes, then you have a different headache. Right? Then you have a headache of corners. You don't have to, you even if you have Oymed Meruba, if your corner is missing, you have a problem. That's the Hiddur Pirtza.
So you need some, like a lechi or something there?
Right, you'd put something there. You have to have something there, right. Okay. Sif Tess. Poritz Ko'oymed is Mutter. If the two are equal, so that's permitted. Bein B'Shasi, Bein B'Erif. Whether we're dealing with your in this case again, Shasi would be the vertical posts. When you're dealing with making mechitzas, she's going to be your vertical posts. Bein B'Erif, which is going to be your horizontal ropes. Or horizontal boards. So they're exactly the same amount. That's fine. B'Vashalo Yehei B'Mokim Echad Poritz Yesemi Eser. Again, you can't have an opening more than 10 amas, because that's considered not a doorway anymore, that's considered a pirtza. Abla Adeser Amas Mutam Neshu Kepesa. Up to 10 amas is permitted, because we deal with that as a doorway. Okay. Mishabura Memches. Poritz Ko'emet is Mutam. We don't need more oymed than poritz. We just need that the poritz should not destroy the oymed. Well, if there's more poritz, so the roiv of the poritz is mevatel to the oymed. But if they're equal, neither one is mevatel to the other. Now, Himeshaber points out a very important to understand. So we consider this wall now that it's a valid wall. And therefore, I feel a kineged haporitz mutter the taltel. The Yeshel said, "Din mechitza shlema." So, even though I have an opening, I'm allowed to. That area is considered enclosed. So, if this area, it's 10 amas long, and it's 5 closed and 5 open, I'm allowed to carry in this area, this part open, this part also, there's an opening there. So it's not enclosed. No, that's called enclosed because this wall is considered enclosed. Bein b'shasi, Shemal gabi karka begav. That's what talking about your vertical poles. That each one is in, placed in the ground, sticking up. And there's gaps in the wall. Until up to the point where the two of them are equal, so that's still permitted. He gives two examples. I mean, the Mishmerik is one example. There's a lot of small gaps, and the Shartzion Lamadala gives an example where there was one large opening where half of the wall was missing. So we'll see some more details about that case. So some cases, if you'd have, let's say, for argument, according to the Chazanish, you look at each wall independently. So this wall are fine. Now this wall is the fourth wall, and it's open. Well, the fourth wall, you don't need a full enclosure. If three enclosed, you can make a lechi, even though it's the minority. See, when the majority is open. That's why he stayed away from that case, that is, of half and half, because that's not always going to be an issue. But,
What do you mean?
We'll see more of that. That's in Shin Samach Gimel, Shin Samach Hei. We're going to see that there are scenarios where sometimes one wall, you don't need a majority of enclosed to make the whole thing mutter.
Yeah, but that's when we're dealing with flat walls. Does everything change if we go to a non-flat surface? Like a circular wall?
Circular is interesting. Let's say you'd have a situation where you'd have a circle, right, and it's open, and this part of it, and here it's open, right? So theoretically, you have a majority of an enclosure. If you say the perimeter of your circle is 30 amos, 20 of them are closed, so the majority is closed.
So it goes by perimeter in that case.
But the problem over here is, we deal with it, is that you have a pyramid in a corner. Because the circle, everything is really a corner. So it appears that a corner doesn't work, even if it's small. So, you know, we look at it, even though they have a majority enclosed, and the gap is, the opening is only 10 amos, but we deal with it as an opening in a corner, which is a problem.
And you use similar kinds of ideas for snaking walls?
Basically.
Okay. What are you saying? If it's a circle, it's counted like a corner. It's not a corner. There's no corners at all that's in the circle. It's not like everything is a corner, it's nothing.
So, the same way, the point is, no pun intended, I'm sorry, right, so you have your rectangle,
okay,
right, so you have your rectangle, so I can't have a pierce here in this corner, even though this is an amma wide,
right,
because that's not, in other words, Chazal said that the normal place you put a door is...
It's in the middle, not in the corner.
The middle of the corner, right. So now came along the question, how do we deal with the circle? The circle is like... all straight walls, or like non-straight walls, right? So it's all corners. It's a lot of little points. The circle definition is many points, you know, touching each other, right? So we don't deal with it as all wall.
I don't know why you would say that. Why would you just say there's no corners to it? It's a circle. There's no corners. Zero.
Even if you deal with a circle, let's say, who said? So I make an opening here. Is this the opening, or is this the opening?
I lost you when you went like that.
Right? I draw a circle, right? This is a full circle.
Right.
Right. I don't do a full circle. I do a wall like this.
Okay,
what's the opening? This or this? We draw an imaginary line. Why is that imaginary line the opening? That's not the opening. It's not there. The opening is this.
The point between the two...
The direct line between the two openings.
Oh, okay.
Right?
So you're saying that's the corner.
So now it's like basically...
If you're doing it a straight line, then you would say that's a corner.
So I cut off the whole... This would have been here, and I cut... That's like I cut off a whole half of my wall. A corner, end point of my wall.
So if you're saying imagine a line goes from the two points, then you have a corner.
Correct.
Is that what you're saying? Okay, now I understand.
Okay.
If you have a pierce of greater than 10 amos, but you actually have the doors on it, you could open the doors and you can close the doors.
So
it's a very fancy house. It's a fancy building, and you just have a lot of big doors. I don't know, 10 amos is a lot.
So I think the lock by doors is... I'm not sure.
Isn't
I think...
It,
what?
Isn't that like the whole concept of Seorot of Pesach then?
If you'd have a full Seorot of Pesach, it would be good. If you'd have a top, if you'd have, let's say, if you'd have, let's say, in a chotzer, we don't have a lintel, there's no lintel on top. But you'd put doors there. Mm-hmm. If I recall correctly, I'm not sure about this. Mm-hmm. If I recall correctly, when they're closed, you're okay, and when they're open, you got a problem.
You got a problem. Okay.
Just keep your doors closed.
Right. Then you have an interesting question: you're allowed to open and close the doors and shops.
Oh, it's boner.
Right, but in Seisser, yeah. I got the shout out from a town. The scenario was where he had a situation where the door, the sukkah was built that the doors were one of the walls. Like one of the walls was like, it was like a shul. One of the things they built it was like this big door, which when you open the door, you don't have three walls for your sukkah. You know, so he wanted to know, are you allowed to open and shut the door and shut? And of course, you know, obviously the entrance into the sukkah is through the door, right? You know, like I remember.
So it was down to two walls.
It was two walls. They left one wall open. It was two walls. You need three walls,
right?
Or you know, two walls.
Two walls and a minor,
right? And a partial. But the one of those walls was the.
Door.
Was the door. Oh. I remember when he came out, it was a problem. I don't remember the details anymore, but I remember. Wow. It's like, wow, that was interesting. Shabbat. Okay. Bein be'erev. Now. So now the Erev becomes a little more complicated because there's a few other issues we have to address when we're talking about Erev. So Erev means it's going horizontal. So the first issue, you can't have a gap in the bottom because then you have a problem with sweet tefachim. We said that's a case where the animals could go under it. Mm-hmm. That takes away the whole status of a wall.
Right.
So that. First thing you have to know is you can't have a gap of three tefachim in the bottom. Because if it had a gap of three tefachim in the bottom, even though then you made seven tefachim straight up afterwards without any gap. This is the Ha'ayman Merub al HaPoritz. You definitely have majority of built wall over open wall. Oh, I'll tell you even better. Shahayu Lamala Asar Tzvachim Shleim. You went up to 13 Tzvachim. You had 10 Tzvachim built straight up. So Gamkin Lamani doesn't work. The Habulei Mechitza Shagadim Baikim Taftel. Because it's a case where the goats can crawl under it. Okay. So that's the first problem. So that's not an option. Now, there's another next issue which you have to deal with is you remember that we said that the idea of poritz is that it's mavatal the oimid. The problem with poritz is if it's too much poritz, it's mavatal the oimid. So you say, well, I'm looking at my wall, so the length of this table, say the majority, it's 8 feet long, right? So if there's more, if there's 5 feet of opening and only 3 feet of closure, so it's considered that there's no wall there. Okay? So that's in a case where I'm going. I mean, this is, for argument's sake, this is a vertical gap. But let's say you're doing the horizontal. So the gap is horizontal. You know, there's this tremendous heaven up there above you. Right? This from the wall and up, it's definitely porous. Right? So now, if I'm a nice boy and I make my thing close to the ground, and then I make a gap after, let's say, for argument's sake, after seventh falcon, and then I run this string at a height of 10 tefachim. Right. So, if I look from 10 tefachim down, I say, well, there's 7 plus tefachim enclosed, there's love, everything is wonderful. Yeah, but that's very nice, but you also happen to have this string has 3 tefachim below it and about 4 million tefachim above it.
I'm not following. What do you mean above it?
You keep going up the Shemayim. If I have a string at this height.
The string is on the top of the fence, or whatever.
Well, there's no fence. I mean, there's a gap there, right? So we put a vertical there and a vertical there. We ran the string across like this.
So the string
and
is
then
on
there's
the
a
top
gap in between.
The string is on the top of the.
That'll be the top. Phase. That'll be
it's
top.
Like attached to the top.
Right.
Scale.
Right. Okay. So I'm working not with source of pez. I'm working with the idea of, well, I have a wall because there's X amount. Mm-hmm. I made my fence X amount high, 6 tefachim high. Mm-hmm. I made a gap of 3 tefachim, so that's not lavud, and I have a board a tefach high. So, it's okay, 6, 3, 1, I got everything I need. That's if I have this tunnel vision from looking from 10 tefachim down, I'm great.
Yeah.
But if I don't look from 10 tefachim down, I look at this thing, I see a gap of 3 on one side of this. This one tefach board has 3 tefachim on this side,
okay.
And then above it, it has the sky.
Who cares what's above it?
Well, that's what we're going to say.
So
if I look at the, if I look at that board,
it's a 10-tefachim wall. So
if I look at that board, that board is standing with air gaps on both sides of it, which are larger than it. So Chazal say there's a problem of osyavir the high geese. So the high geese, so the airspace on both sides is mavatul, the thing in the middle. I can't look at, well, there's a board there. Well, I mean, you know, that's very nice. If I look from 10 down, I see. I just say, well, a lot of, you know, but I don't look at something. That reality is there's airspace above.
Did the airspace above it was a solid 10 tefachim wall too?
But who cares?
So I'm saying, who cares about this?
Because, but again, over what here, my problem, my problem is bitul.
Is it because what's underneath, you don't like what's underneath, so you're going to be mitzar for what's on the top?
If I have air beneath and air below, and the air beneath and the air below, are, I end up with this thing is standing, there, it's really bottled to the air. Why do I look at that connected to the bottom? I say, well, I see air, and this thing in the middle, which we say... More air is mavatul, the things in the middle. That's what we said before. Poritz, which is greater than the oimen, is mavatul.
And when you look at a regular era where you have a few lechis with a string on top,
that's Tursa Pesach.
That's a whole different.
A whole different group.
All right.
But didn't we say that this whole where we had a one tefach thick slat and then two?
Right. So lovin is different. That's why I gave the example was 6, 3, 1. So there's no loved.
So you can have horizontal loved just as well as you can have vertical.
Correct.
Okay.
But that's why I originally said loved. I took that back. I'm sorry. It was 6, 3, and 1. Right. So
now, as it was 2.5 and 1.5, then you'd be okay.
Right, because then there's
love. Love it.
Right, love it is like.
So your problem is that the 3 is not love it anymore because you're
correct.
The issue is that it's not love it.
Right. So even though I have majority, if I looked up to 10, I have majority closed. I have Meruba.
Right.
But why? I mean, what gave me right to look like that? Now it is theoretically negeya. We'll see. There's cases where it's negeya, and that's a case where you're dealing with horizontal. In an area of situation, it can happen in a chassis situation also. But in most cases, I mean, you know, if I have, let's say, have wall, gap, wall, and then there's a lot of open space over there, so well, when you say all that open space over there plus this gap over here is mavatul this. Mm-hmm. Right? So we'll get back to that. That's Machlokes Rishonim.
What case?
The same way we can discuss a problem with heights and the air above and the air below, you can discuss a case going vertical posts, you're going in the horizontal direction, there's wall, there's gap, there's wall. This wall is not greater than this one over here. Right? So now there's more air here and more air there than there is in the thing in the middle. Right. Okay. It was 6 tefachim high. So there wasn't a love situation. And then you put like a board which is a tefach thick. I had to tell you something. Okay. And you made it 10 tefachim high. Gam kein l'mahani. This is not going to work either. Well, in this 10 tefachim high wall, there's 7 enclosed and 3 open. Still doesn't work. The Osi Avre shall chalal shlosha tvachim shatachas apas, va'avre shall lamalamin apas ad rikia, mavatale la apas shabemsa. So if the concept is built on the idea of being mavatalit, this poor board standing in the middle over there becomes inconsequential compared to all of the air around it, below it and above it. Okay, now, what about the following? Bechenim also take it a step further. Bechenim also lamata betaftiso shloisha tvachim. So you have 3 in the bottom. Bechen lamalo shloisha tvachim. You have 3 on top. Behemsa nisha roichav arbot tvachim chalal. Okay, so now you have 3. There's a total of 6 enclosed. But neither one of those enclosures is greater than the air in the middle. Right? Because it's three, three, and there's a four, a gap of four in the middle. So, even though the total amount of enclosed is greater than the gap, still no good. Wait one second. But again, this thing which is four, this the top one, which is three tvachim, says, well, you know, it's sandwiched between a four on one side and, you know, a million on the other side. So again, it's not going to be significant. So I'm stuck with the same problem. Now, but avim also lamala arba tvachim ubatatisa shloisha tvachim ubamsa nisha shloisha tvachim chalal. So at four, three on the ground, three open, four on top. So now this guy in the middle says, you know, the three towards the bottom says, hey, you know, I want to join up with the stuff on top. So the guy on top, which is four, says, you're inconsequential compared to me. So you can't join up with the air on airspace on top because you're inconsequential because I'm bigger than you. I'm four tvachim, you're only three. So if you put a board which is four tvachim on top, then three, and then three by the bottom, then you're okay. We don't say the two air spaces are maval to the four in the middle. That aver in the middle, which is smaller than it, can't be used to be maval to it. We say that those three are less than the four. They're inconsequential. So the way we're setting this up, so we're going to have a problem that a case of how in the world you're going to get a case of poritz and poritz ke'oimid. Because once you have poritz ke'oimed, so then the air, the oimed is not mevatel to the poritz, and then the avra of the two sides, the avra above the wall and the, what's in the middle, will combine to mevatel the oimed in between them. So poritz ke'oimed, well, the only way it's going to work is you have a case of poritz where the oimed is meruba, and it's mevatel the what's in between.
When it's meruba compared to what's below it, or is meruba for the whole?
Well, it's going to have to be meruba. It's always going to have to be greater than what's below it, right? So, and then you have to have your bottom three enclosed to some extent.
Okay.
So, what's your scenario going to be? I mean, again, I'm, you know, equal means it's going to be five closed and five open. So what are you going to do? If you break your five into pieces of two and a half and two and a half, they're loven. If you break it into a piece of three and two, they're loven. Right? So you ignore one of them. So the only case which you're going is all five are together. So you have all five together, so how do you have ten? So you have three on top and two on the bottom, but the three on top is less than the five. So there's really no way to get a case where they're equal. Oh. I just, you know, so actually the Chazanish has a way to work it out that they could be equal, but, you know, but the real author says that the remember the case, I remember I have, but remember there's a Chazanish worked out at Hechatim, so 32.
Three and the five or less. Three and.
All right, so he says, let's say you have a situation where.
What's the problem with the three on the top or less than the five on the left?
A second. Let's say it's three and a quarter, three and a third, three and a third, and three and a third. Three and a third on the bottom, three and a third in the middle, three and a third on top. Mm-hmm. So, what's the question? Would you say, so, So you have the parts is no, no, that's not true, because that's parts is it's not koimed. What's the case? I don't remember. There was another case. The Mishnah says, what are you going to do? If parts koimed is with tens of achim, but the height over here, but when you're going this way, you can make your wall as long as you want. But Mechitza by definition is 10 tefachim high. After that, it's irrelevant. Right? So after that becomes. So we're always dealing with 10 tefachim. Poros Kaimim means 5 and 5. So you're dealing with 5 and 5. By definition, you're going to always. 5 tefachim, you're always going to deal with either issue. If you make them too small, you're dealing with issues of love. But if you keep it together, so it'll be larger than the two sides. Mm-hmm. So you never have a kid to Poros Kaimim. Menei Loshin Zeshel Machabru, Hunavei Meloshin Atur. So the language of the Shulchan Aruch was Poritz Koimid Bein Mishasi Bein Be'eriv. Well, that's problematic, because I just pointed out that you can't have a case of Poritz Koimid in the case of Eriv. Only have a case of Mishasi, not Be'eriv.
Can we try?
Eriv means the horizontals, yeah. And Shasi means the verticals.
The whole situation that we. It was
so Poritz Koimid means that you said the equal amounts. The Shulchan Aruch says if you have equal amounts, it's okay whether it's. Whether you're dealing with verticals or horizontals. Well, in verticals, that's true, but in horizontals, the case doesn't exist. Right? And when it does, it's going to be probably, it's 5 and 5, mom is 5 in the middle, so it's 3, 2, 5, 2, or 3, 5, 2, you lost. Mm-hmm. So Poritz Koimid will not work in the case of Eruv. Mm-hmm. And the Shulchan Aruch says it does. Again, you're always dealing with 10 tefachim. So here's 10 tefachim high, right? So you're saying it's 5 open, 5 closed. So what's the case? 5 on the bottom, then 5 on top? Of course, what's going to work? Put a thing over here in the middle so that the air on top and the air on the bottom will be mavatl. Okay, so no, I'll make this 4 tefachim here, right? So I have 4, 5, 1. That's not going to work. My Gedeah is having a great time jumping through that.
You need 3 on the bottom, right?
You need 3 on the bottom. So I put 3 on the bottom. Okay, so now I have 7 left to work with, and 5 have to be open. Mm-hmm. So I put 2 on top. Say, okay, so now let's divide it up into pieces to make it easier. So it'll be 3, and then I'll do a gap of 3, put a board of 1, and a gap of 1, and a board of 1, right? So again, so then that's loved. So anyway, you're going to work it, Mr. Bruce says. You're never going to have a case of Poritz Koimid, either it's going to be no good or it's going to be love, and it's not really considered Poritz. I wonder how long it took him to sit there and think about that, to figure out what
sure
the problem.
I mean,
either it's going to be what?
I think he learned a lot with his son.
What? It's either going to be a love case where it's like it's not open, or the gap is so big it's going to mess you up. Okay. So the language of the Shulchan Aruch
is because the lovet is the issue.
Right, the lovet.
Otherwise, you could easily have it.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It would be no problem because right. you just have 2 tefachim open, 1 tefach closed, and you'd have more open than closed.
Correct.
Now, what about on the bottom? You need to have 3, but why can't you spread? I mean, if you have the same situation where it's 50-50 on the bottom, why? What's the problem with having 50 open, 50 closed, but small? Smaller pieces. Is there any issue with doing that?
I'm not sure what the loch is over there. I imagine that it should be okay. I don't know if it's going to solve the problem. Or not.
Why wouldn't it be okay?
There's no gap, which is 3 tefachim, I understand.
But so you're saying slats. There would be slats on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Up to 3 tefachim.
This way, yeah. Small one.
But again, that's like love.
It goes back to
love. Yeah, love it always messes it up.
Yeah.
Once you have the love thing, it messes it all up.
So that proves the point.
The main point over here was that Poritz Koimid is acceptable halachically, and it only comes out in the case of Shasi. Furthermore, the Piskei Rosh, the cost of Shamrak, Doimid, Meruba, Alaporitz, Mater, Be'eriv, Vayner, Alacha. So the language of the Rosh, when he says it's Alacha, which is the Piskei Rosh was written by the Tor. The Rosh, after he wrote the Sefer, so the Tor wrote a.
The Tor was his son, right?
Tor was his son. The Tor wrote what's called the Kitchen Piskei Rosh. He wrote like a summation of each piece of the Rosh. Over there, All he mentions is that by Erev, Ayman Merubah Laporetz works by Erev. He doesn't mention Ayman Kiporetz works by Erev. So you see, the Torah himself didn't really mean Ayman Kiporetz will work by Erev, because it won't. But there can't be one place more than an opening more than 10. If you have an opening which is more than 10 amis, so that, you know, again, obviously we're talking about a case of verticals. So it's like the whole wall is broken through. Even though the wall was, I give you a case where the wall was 25 amis, that side was 25 amis long. I'll give you a better case. The wall was 40 amis long. So you have 15 and 15 and 10 and or 14 and 14 and 12 in the middle, right? So you have much more. But each side is bigger than the middle, but it's too big in the middle. It's more than 10 amos. Aval Eser Vad Bechal, up to 10, including 10, is considered a doorway. It's not a problem. Comes the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud. This is the Sif we've all been waiting for. Of course, we have to stop right now, but okay. You must insert a legal started. Must insert a Pesach. I feel the Pirzah Yisair me Eser Mutter. But if you make a Sir a Pesach, even though the opening is more than 10 amos, it's Mutter. Okay? That is, you made a Tzuris HaPesach. You made a doorway there. Furthermore, so the Shulchan Aruch, I'll tell you, so that's, so far, that's going back in the case before. So you had three walls total, and the fourth wall had this big gap, which is more than 10. You put a Tzuris HaPesach in the middle, you're okay. Well, what about if you want to make not just one wall's worth? How about four walls? Feel the notes ele arba kundesim barba ruchais. You put four poles in four corners, and was a tzurza pesach al gabein, and then you made a tzurza pesach. I mean, you made a closure, which is four poles, and enclosed the whole thing. Four poles and four tzurza pesach on the four sides. So the Shulchan Aruch mutter, it works. Okay. Now he's going to start qualifying when it doesn't work. This heter, which Chazal said that you can make this four kundesim on the four ruchais, and we're going to let you get away with that, and I call that an enclosure, it's a place where people live. In a case where it's out in the field, and you want to enclose an area around, out in the field, which we already saw before, gets a little more complicated. So over here, lemahani doesn't work, but you call a ruchais, al-yadei tzurza pesach. You can't make all four walls al-yadei tzurza pesach out in the field. Okay, the Rambam. Ein tzurza pesach moel l'pirtza yesem yesem. Tzurza pesach does not work for an opening more than 10. Elim ken oimen merubah l'poritz. You need oimen merubah l'poritz, and then you have an opening more than 10, which is the problem. Tzurza pesach can enclose that. But if you have a majority open, tzurza pesach does not work if it's more than 10. So for the Rambam might want to make an Erev around this city, he would have to have every single pole within 10 amas of each other. Because if you have any one opening which is more than 10 amas, the Erev is no good according to the Rambam. Or, theoretically, you would say, well, you know, you have a city which is not a such a large Erev, and you'd have the argument's sake, we did this in the yeshiva Erev by us, so one wall was Tel Mislaket. One side of the yeshiva is right by a cliff. Tel Yeshiva. So, is it the Tel Mislaket, like it's like a halachic wall. Then there's one section was a very dense forestation. So like you had before, you can have the tree, the branches of the trees, etc., could count like a wall. There's no gaps of, you know. So yeah, that's a very long section of that which is very forested. And that there's a source of paths up there, but you really theoretically could get away without it, especially in the summer. So you have now, if you made a calculation, it's possible that the majority of that is real wall. Then you can have openings more than 10 amos according to the Rambam. Any city area will, by definition, will not work. I mean, with the Rambam, unless you put real walls. But va'ozmane afilo bebika b'chol ruches. The Rambam holds in the case of bika, which he said you can't do. But if it's oimer meruba, so then even though you're going to have the tzurza pesach on each side, as long as oimer is meruba, so that'll be heter even in the bika. Okay, tomorrow night we're not learning. It's Padika's time for Padika. So, and then the next week, I'm I'm here, I'd be happy to say next week. I'm assuming that I was your way, right? Your way.